Blog Talk Radio.
Concerning the phone line and
and internet system and stuff like that. But everything is cool right now. I'm in the chat room right now, too, for those of you that want to chat with me. I considered rescheduling the show till later on in the a.m. Because of breaking news concerning the NFL lockout. Because I know we're supposed to hear something today. I mean, the players, either yay or nay. I don't know about you guys. I'm sure those of you who are sports lovers like I am and in sports media and so on have been here. And I've been hearing breaking news all over the weekend, especially early morning, starting with Adam Schefter tweet. And then late yesterday evening, I heard that we probably hear good news today concerning the players and the owners agreeing on CBA and NFL will be back in business as usual soon. So I'm expecting us to hear some breaking news, especially when the work day began. And I'm sure the work day for the NFL has already started. I don't even think it stopped, to be honest, while this is going on. So that's why I was considering also rescheduling to later on in case something happens. But I'll blog and talk about any breaking news that happens. And today's topic is about our fascination, especially Americans, our fascination with health and fitness and weight loss. And I mean, it's like we really do know the healthy things we should do, but we still tend to, many of us still tend to be a little overweight. And again, I'll do a show in the near future also about the issue of gaining weight and being underweight, because issues of not being able to gain weight, which is I have to experience, and that it's horrific. You all think it's horrific not being able to lose weight or needing to be committed to losing weight. It is horrific on the other end of the spectrum also, desiring to gain weight and trying your best to gain weight. I used to drink weight gain shakes and everything, and I have always been fitness conscious and believed in living a healthy lifestyle. And yeah, I'm overweight myself right now. I need to lose 50 pounds, and I'm being open and honest about that. It's real good for us to be open and honest regarding personal and professional issues, and also getting to the core of the reasons why. It could, you know, it could be different reasons why. And I'm finding out it's different reasons, which that's when I prayed for, to gain weight and work hard on things. But then, you know, I ballooned up. But then there are people that can be healthy at larger sizes. It's just not for me. It's not for my body, it's not for my frame, it's just not for me to be overweight. I mean, there are people that I don't even consider overweight. They look good, with, you know, meat on their bones, and just look good and healthy and handsome and pretty and so on. But then it's important to be at a weight and a size that is healthy for oneself. And oneself knows the healthy foods that one can eat. And when there's those cheating moments when you can eat unhealthy junk food, we know what we can eat and we know not to overeat. I mean, you're doing your little cheat moments of eating like some of your favorite foods. I mean, it's still important to stick to portion controls and so on. But I know some foods are just so good. And I know some of you saying, well, you're in Mississippi and your state is the fattest state. And yes, before the show, I was looking at articles and so on, because really I had been studying and looking at articles and other info about the fascination that we've always had with weight loss. And it's not new. You know, we've been fascinated with desiring to lose weight or just weight management period forever, since the 1800s. It's just been an obsession of Americans, and I'm sure it's a worldwide thing also. It's not just Americans that are obsessed and fascinated with weight management, weight loss, and, you know, really body image. To me, I think it's about body image, regardless of weight loss or just being perfect, that desire to seek perfection. I think that's what it's all about also, you know. But that's what I had been looking at, reading about this guy back in the 1800s. He was like the Dr. Atkins of the 1800s. And I got this information from an article in bismarcktribune.com/lifestyles/health-med-fit. And it's a very interesting article, and it's about, you know, how we have just been, just our days, our minds, our thoughts have just been filled with the issue of weight loss since way, way back when, in 1800s. And William Bateson, he was like the Dr. Atkins of the 1800s. And he lost like 50 pounds within a year. And what happened was he shunned every kind of, he urged the meat, except for pork, is good for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, but hold off on potatoes. So he you know, every kind of meat was healthy but pork, and hold off on potatoes, and he was like real strict on not eating white foods, like shun bread and butter and milk and sugar, beer and potatoes, and, you know, things that he said was he considered elements of his existence, you know, but instead eat a lot of like meats, not pork, and you could lose weight. And he lost 50 pounds doing that. So, you know, of course he must have been eating lean meats like chicken and fish, foods like that, lean beef. And I guess, you know, if he was shunning the white foods, then obviously he was eating green foods, vegetables and fruits and so on. So back then in those days, they, instead of using, saying, you know, dieting and so on, they said that they used to use the slang word Bateson, using his last name about, oh, well, I'm Bateson, on his diet plan of that. Back then, the word was corpulent and not overweight. But in this article, a Clemson University sociologist named Ellen Grandberg, whom had recently lost a lot of weight, she states that we grossly underestimate the difficulty of changing our behaviors that fuel obesity. You know, and it's back to what I was saying earlier. Not a lot of us know it. It's all about our behavior and the way we eat and the times of day we eat. But it's important. Every plan doesn't work for everybody, so it's important to find out what's good time to eat your eating plan. But what we'll talk about later when I share some tips is that breakfast is so important. And Reggie Bush of the New Orleans Saints, Super Bowl champions of 2010, he even stresses the importance. I notice a lot of athletes, not just Reggie, stress the importance of not eating breakfast. I mean, Reggie tweeted out in Facebook that question to others, you know, that, hey, he loves to start his day off with breakfast. And I'm the same way. I've always been taught that since grade school. Teachers would always say, well, I always love breakfast anyway, but teachers would say, especially my health teachers and so on, would say, breakfast is your fuel. And teachers of every subject would say, breakfast is your fuel. When you wake up in the morning, be sure to eat your breakfast. If it's just something small, and glass of orange juice or a cup of milk, you know, it's important to start your day off with a breakfast, because that's your fuel, like putting gas in a car, and it can, you know, keep you going. And just like gas in a car, you go putt-putt-putt if you don't have enough in you. And so I'm going to talk about that later on also, because and tips that I will share before the end of the show is that if you miss breakfast, start your day off. But then if you miss breakfast, that affects how you eat the rest of the day or so on. It's something about your blood sugar. It makes your blood sugar drop. And then that causes you to feel like you're hungry more. And then what happens when you feel like you're just starving and hungry? You tend to eat more. So, you know, it's something about that. But back to William Baton, yeah, he stressed that. Shun the bread, shun the butter, shun the milk, shun the sugar, beer, potatoes, all that. That reminds me of Timok. You want to visit his website, dynasty8.com. Timok stresses that also. And a lot of other sports and health fitness professionals out there. But Timok especially stresses that about shunning the white foods. And replace your favorite white foods with replacement foods. Like something that I had found out when I really started getting into Timok's health teachings and fitness teachings about 4 years ago after seeing him talk about health on a BET. You know, when it was BET TV, it was another, what is now Centric, on My Two Cents show, and he was talking about health and fitness. And I've always been a big supporter of his talents and his work since the 80s. But then I really got in depth with the information that he was providing and the exercise tips and the health information regarding losing weight. And I started doing some of, not a lot of the suggestions, and I literally, some pounds melted, honestly. I when Timok said replace like rice with white rice with like cuckoos, and I started doing that and doing other little simple tips, as little steps that we can take. You know, sometimes we say, well, I'm going to start a diet in 3 weeks, but sometimes we can start right now living healthier lives just by taking little steps or changing our portion controls or whatever. Or, you know, not going back for the second helping, or I'm a sugar lover, you know, cut down on sugar or whatever sugary stuff. So, because sugar, white, you know, but, you know, cut down on that instead of drink skim milk or start drinking milks like Silk or something like that, or drink 2%, because I'm not a big fan of skim milk, but 2%, I love 2%. 2% milk is delicious to me, you know, really. And you can also, like I told you all too, check out my friends Marcus Patrick and his wife, Alisa. I mean, friend them on Facebook. They live in they're back in the UK now, but friend them on Facebook or they post YouTube videos, and they are, I'm talking about 100% vegans. They live eat raw vegetable. They steam their vegetables just gently. That's their diet. And but even those of us who are semi-vegetarians or not vegetarian at all and eat certain meats, they provide good, healthy advice and information. So it's good to check them out, visit their Facebook pages and regarding info, and so just wealth of information. But back to the history of our fascination with love and the issue of losing weight. You know, back then when he was around, plump was desirable, and even today in some cultures, I mean, to be plump is to be good-looking and to be healthy. Nothing wrong with having a few pounds on you, you know. So that's something right there. But, wow, I've always loved history, but this brought something back to my memory of loving history and things concerning fashion and beauty, because this all goes under the categories of beauty and fashion and personal care. In 1903, La Pearl obesity soap hit the market, and that was about, you was to bathe away the excess of flesh. Then they talk about the, now you history buffs and health history buffs, you all know a lot of this way better than I do. Then there's the Lewisin Bad Reduction Salt. It pledged to wash away your fat also. Then soon after that, it was the one of the first exercise machines were introduced, the Gray Bar Stimulator. It was all about jiggling those pounds away. And I'm going to do my best to post pictures of these products on my Twitter and on my Facebook and Tumblr pages and LinkedIn and MySpace and et cetera, et cetera. But then there was bile beans, which were laxatives. So that's amazing. In 1984 is when the government first advised us to balance our proteins and our carbohydrates and our fats. And then, of course, you know this had to happen. That's when life insurance companies start reporting that, hey, if you're overweight, you're cutting your life short because it's unhealthy and it raises your risk of death. And 1916, the Department of Agriculture decided, let's introduce the five food groups to the U.S. public. So charts showing ideal weight for height. And that, I like those charts, really. When you're a certain height and have a certain type of body build or bone structure, this is the way you're supposed to weigh. I've always thought they're pretty accurate. Showing ideal weight for height emerged around World War II, which is what is in comparison to what we consider our body mass index, a healthy body mass index. But I've always liked looking at those charts and so on regarding about how much you should weigh if you're a certain height or to have a certain type of bone structure or so on. Then when the 70s came, that's the me decade, right? The me decade. Then when the me decade arrived, we were already familiar with Overeaters Anonymous and Weight Watchers. Now we have everything, don't we? The Jenny Craig, the Nutrisystems. We have every type of item to focus on weight loss you can imagine. Do we not? Right now, in 2011, two-thirds of Americans are either overweight or obese, plus childhood obesity has tripled alone in the past three decades. Yeah, I noticed that just when I was a teen. I'm 42 now. When I was a teen, it was kind of rare to see an overweight kid. Honestly, in the 80s, it was rare to see an overweight kid. Really, truthfully, unless... And, you know, some young ladies develop faster than others. Then that was because of maturity. And then there might have been, like, husky and chubby kids, which one of my friends called me chubby not too long ago. Yeah, I'm talking about you, Ramon. You hear me? Hi, Ramon. Shout out to Ramon. Because he's getting ready for summer classes. But one of my best BFFs. But he said, called me chubby. And now he's known me ever since I was a skinny mini. But when I heard that, I was like, oh, my God. But now I'm off track laughing. But really, that's a good point right there, three decades ago. But kids was very active and outside also a lot. Even though Ataris and video games existed then, there was a balance of indoor and outdoor play. So, you know, I don't know. That's a whole nother show topic. Weight loss surgeries are coming. I know weight loss surgeries are coming. I used to think they were rare, but I can be talking to people that I know are a stranger in the grocery line, and they'll mention to me, oh, I recently had a lap band. You know, I had that surgery. You know, so it is coming. And but then another thing. Well, I'll stop streamlining within the next 10 seconds. So what's up today? Just have a manic Monday. Let's keep everyone in our prayers worldwide. The people in Oslo, Norway, Shelby J, member of Prince MPG Band, said they had a fantastic time last night in Amsterdam, and they are safe, and they're still torn. And there's just so much going on. Just send prayers to, and much love and support to everyone and all my listeners, and I thank you. So the streamlining, if you won't continue being with us because the streamlining will stop. Please listen to the show in its entirety at my profile. But continuing, then there's the issue of diet pills right now. You know, some diet pills are very effective, but then there are some diet pills which have deadly side effects. And so you really have to watch directions when you take certain diet pills. And just like any other over-the-counter or prescription medicine, you have to really understand the potential side effects. Be focused on the reason why you're taking the items, but then also pay attention to the side effects, because some side effects are deadly, you know, really. Sometimes I do take health supplements, and I do take weight loss supplements. But sometimes I have to discontinue taking certain health supplements because I might not feel right. It might be from wooziness to anything else. But that's not saying it doesn't work well with the next person. So you really have to listen to your body when you take certain diet pills and really listen. You know, if you feel that there's an unhealthy side effect, discontinue taking the product. But this is just amazing. We are what states in this article that I was talking about from the Bismarck Tribune is, but they state that this is me talking right now. We the people, but this is what they stated. Specialists still question how our culture and today's society, focus on and for some reason we are fueled by that issue of overeating. It's just amazing. So check that article out. I've tweeted it and posted it on my pages, and you can visit BismarckTribune.com, lifestyles health hyphen med fit. There's another website you can visit too, Enotalone, Enotalone.com, that talks about our obsession also. But before I conclude the program, I want to talk about 10 weight loss tips, some pretty cool weight loss tips that I found on mydailymoment.com. And it's called 10 Weight Loss Tips, Get Ready to Slim Down Without Back-Breaking Efforts. And I think instead of going from 1 to 10, I'm going to go backwards, like on David Letterman. 10, don't be afraid to exercise. Walk, jog, swim, ride a bike, clean the house, do lawn work. I'm familiar with all those things. Anything to make you sweat and burn those fats. It's we're not swimming really. It's very important to do that, to stay mobile and, you know, keep your heart, you know, active, you know, keep that heart muscles and that blood flowing. 9, accept the fact that even the best diet plans may not work out at the beginning. But don't ruin your positive steps, your blood, sweat, and tears, and your focused mind. Don't ruin the positive steps that you've already taken by allowing negativity to get into your thoughts. And that can happen. That can happen. It's already hard enough to self-motivate yourself. That's why it's good to have a support system of other people that you're dealing with. Because like on Facebook, I'm part of a group, Black Women Do Workout, and a few others. And like I said, I mention people that I do, we bounce off of each other regarding just healthy living, not just the focus of losing weight, but on the issues of healthy living and knowing what we should do right. But really, instead of just knowing, a lot of us need to do. Be doers. But don't allow a negativity to abort what you're doing in a positive way, really. And I must admit, I'm not immune to that either, because sometimes I feel like, oh, my goodness, woe is me. You know, but you have to stay motivated, and you just have to stay consistent and either stop doing something and then start doing something. But what's important is consistency and perseverance. And 8 is stay committed to positive goals, you've said. Your willpower and determination are so important. Focus on the end result. See, that's what the driving force right there, that end result. Focus on the end result of your weight loss program. And usually, if you have that type of mindset, that will keep you on track. 7, keep your negative emotions on a leash. Negative emotions causes your system to produce stress hormones. And stress hormones causes you to gain weight. And so that what goes into emotional eating, right? I still need to read Janet Jackson's book, because in her book she talks about her experiences with weight fluctuating. When you hear about emotions, that's just for my best to evaluate. I never consider myself an emotional eater, but I'm a very it's a little part of my. Need to be earning more money. I just feel like and then not to mention just everyday daily life, dealing with the people in your life and in your world, and so on. So that right there, I evaluate and take a look at myself regarding emotions and emotional eating. I'm pretty good at self-control. Makes you crave more food. And 5 of something to think about. Your choice of music determines the amount of your food intake. They say that research has revealed when upbeat music is played in the background, one eats faster and more. Some of you might have known that, and I should know that, but I know that it's advised that you not eat and watch television, because as you watch television, you tend to put more and more. I even advise that, don't I? You are in my tips about not being careful when you're watching TV and eating. 3, get enough sleep at night. Lack of sleep adversely affects weight loss. Don't live a sedentary life. Meaning, don't just be a couch potato. Don't just lay around. What you can do for yourself, do for yourself. You know, like, you know how some people are like, get that for me, or whatever. But entrance way, park at the end of the parking lot. You know, instead of taking the escalator in the mall or walk to the other end, or just different stuff, different things, you know. Just be active. Don't be sedentary. How can you lose any weight? Some people say that a lot of us gain weight because we sit in front of the computers too much. That's the reason why a lot. And those, you know, because state of Mississippi being the fattest state for the sixth straight year. Colorado is the least. Louisiana is number two for the also again. So it's amazing. I think, wait a second. They were number two last year. This year, the top five fattest states were Mississippi, Alabama, West Virginia, Tennessee, and Kentucky. But look at my tweet. Visit my Facebook page. Visit CalorieLab.com. CalorieLab.com has all 50 states in order from last year to this and this year. Currently this year, Mississippi is number one last year, number one this year. All 50 states and the number they were last year and the number they are this year. And more in-depth information regarding the states also. So check out, you know, my tweets and my posts and visit CalorieLab.com yourself. I wanted to talk more about that. And, Alabama is number two. And also check out medicalexpress.com/news/2011-07-Mississippi-scale-nation. I want to talk about America's healthiest fast food restaurants. Since, you know, nothing's going to stop us from eating at our fast food restaurants and our favorite restaurants. And so I wanted to talk about America's healthiest fast food restaurants. So what I do, I haven't scheduled a topic. I've been thinking about different topics for tomorrow. What I do, tomorrow's topic, we'll talk about eating healthy and ways we can eat healthy. We'll talk about America's healthiest fast foods also, because I located this info on health.com about the healthiest fast food restaurants, the ones that were considered the top 10 2 years ago. So if I talk about it tomorrow, then I could do more research and find out which ones are the healthiest for 2011. But, you know, and I'll tell you something, McDonald's is in that top 10. McDonald's and a lot of other fast food restaurants do introduce healthy menus. One of my favorite places, Taco Bell. They're not on this list, but they might be on the current list. Taco Bell has a healthy menu also. Most of them do right now. But these are America's healthiest fast food restaurants. We won't just talk about the healthiest, but then just eating healthy tomorrow on Tuesday. So I thank you all because it's time to conclude the show. And shout out to everybody. Shout out to my online friends worldwide, those in the UK, those in Norway, those all over Europe, my friends in Africa. Chatted with a friend from Gambia yesterday. And just thank you all for all of your support. And Sheila and Janice are preparing to return back to Mississippi. I thought they were going to decide to stay in Hollywood. You all, Hollywood's treating them good out there, but they're preparing to come back very, very soon. They had two successful performances over the weekend at Opera Works. So